winning or losing the war on cancer at this point?
Well, it depends on what war we're talking about, actually, because if you're talking about the war on cancer that was declared by Nixon, President Nixon, back in 71, we're losing it. We're losing it. I mean, it's a quagmire, just like Vietnam was. We've spent over $2 trillion on conventional cancer treatments and research since then.
Well, he was too busy having his friends run into the Watergate Hotel.
He was. But we're losing that war. I mean, you look at testimonies before Congress since that time. I mean, fellows that were former heads of the NCI and the ACS are all admitting that we're losing the war against cancer. More people are dying today from cancer than ever before. It's estimated that 600,000 Americans are going to die from cancer this year, George. That's 1,600 people dying a day.
Well, we're going to get into some things that you've researched, and also, you know, I want to talk with you about what you may or may not have discovered about sodium bicarbonate, pH levels, and things like that. But tell me what you think about what is called this cancer conspiracy. What is that, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, what's a conspiracy, right? I mean, just the definition of a conspiracy is basically when you got, you know, two or more parties that are working together secretly to accomplish an agenda. So it's not a, you know, you hear you're a conspiracy theorist, or that you think there's some big conspiracy, and people are a little bit, you know, critical when they say it in that tone. But really, that is exactly what's going on. That we have two or more people working secretly to accomplish an agenda. And when you understand what's going on, it's crystal clear that big pharmaceutical companies, they are pushing their agenda. They're buying off doctors. They're rigging drug studies to push their drugs. There are numerous examples. I mean, back in 1953, there was a U.S. Senate investigation that reported that there is a conspiracy that exists to suppress natural cancer treatments. That was 1953, and it's only gotten worse since then. So when I say there's a cancer conspiracy, all I mean is that there is an effort that is being put forth by big pharmaceutical companies who have infiltrated the FDA and the ACS and the NCI and the major oncological entities to push drugs, to treat disease, and to squelch any kind of natural treatments that might get in the way of those drug revenues.
That is something, and they get away with it, don't they?
They do.
Years ago, there was an alternative cancer clinic. There were a few of them. It was called the Hoxsey Clinic.
Yes.
And they ran him out of business, didn't they? I think he then had to go to Mexico. Did you ever study him?
Yeah. There's a chapter on Harry Hoxsey in my book. Yeah, he was curing cancer with his Hoxsey tonic, and they did. They ran him out of his clinic was actually outside of Dallas. And they ran him out of the country, and he went down to Tijuana, I believe. And the Hoxsey Clinic's still down there. I believe it's changed names now. I think it's called the Biomedical Clinic.
He had a liquid elixir that had a mixture of herbs and several salves. But did he get the formula from some old horseman who saw his horse would eat things out in the field and apparently cured himself?
Well, the old horseman was his granddad, yeah. John Hoxsey was Harry Hoxsey's grandfather, and he was a horse breeder. And he had a stallion that had developed cancer, and he noticed that when the horse was pastured, that the horse grazed primarily on a particular shrub and different plants that had flowers on them. And so they observed the horse and eventually realized that those herbs and those grasses is what eventually cured that horse of cancer. And then they used these plants that were out in the field to develop the Hoxsey tonic. Yeah, so it actually was he got the idea from the horse. And it's funny because a lot of animals innately know when they have cancer, they go to eat certain herbs or grasses or nuts that have substances in them that help to treat the cancer.
Well, what's so amazing, how did the horse know?
Exactly. Innately, the horse just knew to eat. And folks have observed dogs that have cancer, and when dogs have cancer, they go out and they chew on grass that's full of nitrilicides, which is B17, vitamin B17, which is a very effective.
It's Laetrile, right?
Yeah, Laetrile. Yeah. Very effective treatment for cancer, and people have observed dogs when they have cancer chewing on grasses that are high in nitrilicides.
But these indigenous tribes too, they use so many herbs and plants in their native surroundings for every kind of ailment.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. how in the world did they even find out? I guess it was passed down from, you know, generation to generation, saying, look, if you don't feel good here, you use this. If you're sick here, you use this. And then they just kept doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Passed down generation to generation. And, you know, that's the Laetrile. There's a tribe in northern Pakistan, which used to be British India, called the Hunzikut Indians. And a lot of the research on Laetrile was done on this Indian tribe that never had a reported case of cancer. And it turns out that one of their primary foods that they eat is the pit from apricots, which is very high.
That's where Laetrile is.
Yeah, Laetrile.
Good point.
Yeah.
This conspiracy that is ongoing, do they ever want to cure cancer, or they just want to be able to kind of help you?
Well, the folks that are pulling in the billions of dollars a year in treatments, I call them treatments, in drug therapy for cancer, they don't want to cure cancer. They want to perpetuate sickness so that they can continue the revenue stream.
They want new illnesses, actually, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. They want to keep you sick.
Well, they love it. When they hear the H1N1 virus is coming out, they just jump for joy.
They do. They do. Now, and when I say they, you know, I've been accused of being anti-doctor, and I'm not at all. I'm with you. You mentioned earlier, I'm glad you mentioned that the doctors, you know, you think doctors are good folks and they have good intentions. And as a general rule, doctors are doing well. And I agree with that. It's in the specific case of cancer research that I'm speaking about